Welcome to Mountain Nerds. My name is Taylor, and today I have a very special guest joining me. Please give a warm welcome to Shanine Thompson from the Hootin' Owl.
Hi.
Shanine, tell us about yourself and what you do. What made you start the Hootin' Owl?
I am from Canada, and I have been married for 3 years, and we have a very sassy beagle. And I have always loved reading and writing, and there came a point in my life where kind of everything changed all at once. I graduated university and got a job and got married all within the span of a few months, and just with all of life changing, I felt directionless, I guess. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to be able to share Jesus' love as well as my love for geeky things. And so I started the Hootin' Owl.
That's awesome. We have a very sassy Chihuahua dachshund. So that like spoke to me for sure. She's very sassy. She's like, has to have, we just bought a heating pad, and she's like on top of it, like, it's mine, you can't have the heating pad, I want to be warm. Like, her, like, we were joking, her whole like goal in life is just food and warmth. That's all she cares about.
Yeah, that sounds like our beagle.
So today we are talking all about books, which is something that we have in common. I have a couple of like questions, kind of like a game for us to play, I guess. It's a lot of questions, but there are a lot of like, I guess, kind of shortish answers. So it'll be fun. So where do you like to do all of your reading?
I do most of my reading in bed, like right before going to sleep.
Yeah. I like to do a lot of mine, like whenever I'm doing chores and walking around the house doing laundry, it makes everything go by faster. It's a lot more fun that way, I think. But I do like a lot of audiobooks, so. What book are you currently reading?
Okay, so I am one of those people who reads like a million books at a time. So I'm reading A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like my main read right now. And then the other ones that I have going more slowly is I've been working my way through the complete works of Hans Christian Andersen. Mm-hmm. It's been very interesting reading some of the original fairy tales. Yeah, they're so weird.
Crazy. They're really crazy. I haven't read all of them, but I've read some of them and they're insane.
Yeah, so weird.
I've been on a mission this year to read a lot more classics too. So like in January, I've started like making a goal for myself to read like at least one classic a month. So I've been doing actually two. So I'm very proud of myself.
Oh, nice.
But I haven't read that one. I haven't read A Tale of Two Cities yet.
Yeah, I went through like a really big classics phase in like high school, and then I hadn't read very many recently, but yeah. I have like 7 Charles Dickens books that I've never read, so yeah. I figured I should get to that.
I've heard he's a little bit like hard to kind of get into, hard to like read and understand, I guess.
There's... Can you find that? He can be very wordy at times. I don't know. I think if you're used to it and in, like, the right mindset for the kind of language he uses, it's okay. And, like, the stories that he tells are, like, really interesting and engaging. But there are some things that I have to go back and be like, wait, what did he say just happened?
Yeah. I'm currently reading the book called He Started It by Samantha Downing. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
Okay, it's kind of like a thriller. I really enjoy thrillers, which I guess we'll get into later. But in addition to like the opposite of like classics, I like thrillers. But basically, like, this family is like going on a road trip to, it's a road trip that they went on with their grandfather, and they're going, he passed away, so they're trying to go spread his ashes, and they're doing the road trip that he took them on as kids, took like this like sibling group. And if they do the trip exactly as they did as kids, then they get their inheritance of like $8 million or something crazy.
Okay.
So, but like one of them is like a murderer. So it's like another twist to it. But anyways, yeah, that's what I'm currently reading. I'm almost done with it. I have like 30 minutes left.
Oh, in the wow. audiobook. The beginning of it sounds like it should be so heartwarming.
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not heartwarming at all. It's a different direction. What was the last book that you read?
The last book I finished, I'm on a podcast called First Geek 411, mm-hmm. and we just did our first book club. And we read 12 of the short stories of The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
So.
That's another one that's on my list of, like, the classics that I want to read. Mm-hmm. I want to get, like, I have Audible, and I want to get one of my credits and just spend that on the complete Sherlock Holmes. Because if you don't use, like, your credit, it's, like, $60 to buy the whole audiobook because it's, like, huge.
Yeah, no, but so much Sherlock Holmes, yeah.
But that is one that I really want to read. Is it good?
I enjoyed it. I tried reading Sherlock Holmes a while ago. I tried The Study in Scarlet and made it like 5 pages in and was like, nope, can't do this right now. But I think doing the short stories was more manageable. Again, you're getting all like the old language and like some things are said weirdly.
Yeah.
But I think the short stories was like a good way to get introduced to Sherlock.
Yeah. I find that with like a lot of classics, it's kind of hard to understand. Having the audiobook does help with it a little bit, especially if you like read along with it. That's how I did Little Women. I like physically like read the book and also listened to it, and it was a lot better, in my opinion. Lot easier to read it that way.
Yeah.
The last book that I read was called, it was another thriller. I don't know that I would necessarily recommend it, but it was called The Swap, and it was just like a different direction than I thought it was gonna go. So I don't know if I would recommend that one, but it was good. It was okay. So like, how do you figure out what book you're gonna read next?
It kind of depends. I mean, I have huge stacks of books everywhere, and I guess it depends on what I just finished. So when I finish The Tale of Two Cities, I probably will not be going into another classic. I'll probably mm-hmm. choose something like more modern and like lighthearted.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I have like all of my books that I want to read on Goodreads, and I just pick the next one that was like the oldest on my list, and I just go from there and go down. I'm starting to get into like the classics that I had added, so I'll have to read a lot of classics by that logic.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could read in the order that I've like bought books or anything, because I'd end up with like, I go on these weird, like, buying binges, and I'll buy, like, 5 nonfiction books, and I cannot read nonfiction that voraciously,
yeah.
So need to mix it up more.
If I, like, personally just went by, like, whatever I added to my, like, to-read list last, then I'm never gonna get to the books that I, like, added years ago. I have to like go for the ones that I added last so that I can like keep up with it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like, how do you keep track of your TBR list? I use Goodreads for mine, Do you just like use like your bookshelves as your TBR pile, I guess?
My system is not efficient. I do have some like Goodreads, want to reads shelved. I take a lot of screenshots on my phone of like Instagram people sharing books or like whatever, just like all these, like this whole album full of books that I've seen online, and I just take a screenshot of it. I have a note on my phone full of books. And then
with like again, a lot of different places.
The stacks are all around my house and in my bookshelves.
Yeah. Do you have something that you like want to read next? Something specific?
So for our next book club, we're reading The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. But that's very, very short, so that'll go quickly. Some of the recent books that I've bought that I really want to read next is Till We Have Faces by C.S. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
I have not actually read like a ton of C.S. Lewis, and so I'm really excited to read this one. And apparently it's also based on Greek mythology, which also gets me super stoked, so... I'm excited.
I've only read the Narnia series from C.S. Lewis, and I read Mere Christianity a long, long time ago, but it was like over my head. I was in like high school and it was like way over my head.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the Narnia series by him. I think for me, I'm reading Dracula and Frankenstein next for our book club. I like have been like reading, like I said, the classics once a month, and this month is Dracula and Frankenstein. So I've never read those before.
Oh yeah.
Have you read them?
I have.
Are they good? I've heard mixed things about Dracula.
I really enjoyed them. Really? Really enjoyed Dracula. And have you heard of the Myths and Legends podcast?
No.
Okay, you should look that one up. He also has another old podcast that he's not, like, updating anymore, but it's called Fictional, and he retells, like, classic stories, and he does Dracula over, like, 4 episodes or something like that, and it's so good.
Okay,
so I'll have to... kind of, like, retells it in his own words, and so it's easier to understand, and he adds in his own little, like, sarcastic commentary and stuff, so...
That's awesome. I need to follow that. Maybe that'll help me understand it more whenever I read it.
Yeah.
So obviously you really like classics, and I like classics too. What is your favorite and least favorite genre?
Classics and fantasy and sci-fi and historical fiction. Those are kind of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a huge contemporary romance type of person, huge thriller, starting to get into classics. I'm not huge into fantasy, actually. So do you have any recommendations for me to help me out? Man.
There's so many, like, directions that could go also. Like, what kind of fantasy do you want?
Okay, I've heard people tell me to read Illuminae.
I haven't read it, so I couldn't tell you. There is this series that I'm enjoying right now called Fred the Vampire Accountant.
Okay.
So it's like...
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it's so hilarious, and... It's basically all, like, these fantasy monsters and stuff living in modern day, and he's just, like, this nerdy accountant that became a vampire and has to, like, figure out this whole fantasy world that he's suddenly a part of, and...
Okay, that's not what I, like, pictured fantasy as, but I could get behind that for sure. Whenever I think of fantasy, I think of, like, aliens and space and probably really off, but I usually am not interested in those.
Like the sci-fi side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
One very excellent sci-fi that I have read this year that I have basically recommended to everyone that I talk to. I lent it out to a third person today. My brother read the book in a single night. It's called The Loneliest Girl in the Universe by Lauren James. And it doesn't have aliens or anything. It's just like space travel. Very kind of like a realistic sci-fi. It's kind of futuristic. She's being sent to colonize a planet. And everyone else on the spacecraft has died through an accident. And so it's just her left on the spacecraft. And there's another spacecraft that has been sent that since her spacecraft left, the technology has advanced so it can move faster. So it's like coming to meet up with her. And then things are not as they seem.
Okay, I'm gonna have to read that one then.
It's really
that
good.
One also sounds good. If you had to ditch one genre, which one would you ditch?
Probably romance.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? That's like one of my favorites.
I know you said that. I'm like, oh no.
No, it's okay because we're. I guess we have kind of opposite tastes. Really interesting.
I don't know. I find more less
too cheesy for you.
It's a little bit of the cheese factor, yeah. And like, I don't know. They're romances. They're very predictable.
Yeah. You gotta read some good ones with like some plot twists or something, some hard hitting.
I have like enjoyed some romances, but like as a whole. And I feel like the romances that I've enjoyed have another element to them, and it's not like purely about the romance. One that comes to mind that I enjoyed was the Lux series.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people have recommended that one to me. I think that one has like the historical fiction element to it, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense that that would be what you would want to do.
Yeah.
So as we said, we're like opposites. So the one that I would ditch would be historical fiction. That is just not something that I can usually get into, along with like the sci-fi and the fantasy, but usually historical fiction I don't even try to touch because I've always had a hard time with it. So again, is there one that you would recommend that you think that I would like?
Oh man, I can't think of what the author's name. I found this author that she is kind of historical fiction, but also kind of historical fantasy. So like she takes real historical events, but then kind of adds a bit of like a magic twist to it.
Okay.
So it makes it really interesting. One is called Fox, like after Guy Fawkes.
Okay.
And one is called Romanov. And the Romanovs is like one of my most favorite historical families, I guess. Yeah. So I loved that one.
That's Anastasia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that movie growing up. I haven't read anything. Who is your favorite author and what's your favorite book by them?
The cliche go-to answer, but like I really love C.S. Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Like, The Chronicles of Narnia. They're by far the books that I've read the most times.
Have you seen the collectible Barnes & Noble leather-bound edition of Narnia? It's beautiful. I actually just sold it on eBay for a huge chunk of money because it's so rare, but it's beautiful. You have to go check it out if you haven't seen it. It's like this navy blue color. And it's got Mr. Tumnus and Lucy on the front with like the woods and foil.
Oh,
very pretty. Yeah, I just sold my copy because I was able to sell it for like $200 on eBay. But yeah, it's beautiful. My favorite author is Colleen Hoover. She's a romance author, but she does like very hard hitting, I guess. So there's like the characters actually have a good relationship and they like go through stuff together. So I really like hers. My favorite one is probably November 9. So I'll recommend that one to you if you want. Basically, there is this couple and they come, well, they're not really like together, but they come back together and they meet up every year on November 9th. And things happen that like, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
But it's really good. If you could only do one book format for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Physical, hands down. Yeah. Ebooks, I just struggle with. I don't know. I don't like looking at a screen. Like, I don't have a good e-reader or anything, so I just have ebooks on my phone, and it's...
Yeah. It's hard whenever you don't have, like, a Kindle or something, because if you're, like, on your phone, you can get distracted by, like, notifications and that sort of thing. That's why I was like, I have to have a Kindle if I'm going to do it that way, because I don't want any of the notifications. But for me, my format that I would choose would be audiobooks, because I can, like, walk around the house and do laundry and wash dishes and work while I'm reading.
Yeah, I know. So many people love audiobooks, and I, like, can't do them.
Is it just, like, hard for you to, like, understand what's going on?
Yeah, it's harder to follow. I just can't, like, I can't concentrate on the book. Like, podcasts and listening to stuff I can have on in the background and, like, pay attention to, because it's, like, all conversational. But there's something about, like, a reading voice that I just, like, tune out immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that there are, like, the Illuminae, the fantasy that I want to try. that one is a really good audiobook because it's, like, a full cast. The Audible version of Little Women has Laura Dern as the, I think she's Marmee's character in the audiobook or something like that. Maybe she's just a narrator, but she, that's a full cast as well. So it's a really good version. But those are my favorite audiobooks to read because it's like, okay, I can hear like all the different characters and there's, you know, not a woman play a man. But, like, it's a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
When do you remember really starting to, like, enjoy reading and getting into it?
I don't ever remember a time without books and reading. Like, I was little and was, like, begging to be taught to read so I could read these stories myself.
Yeah.
And not have to wait on my parents to read to me.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. I like, grew up reading. My mom loves reading, so she, like I learned how to read very early. I think I was in pre-K, and I got moved into the kindergarten class because I didn't want to take my naps. So they, like, were like, well, let's make use of the time, so let's teach her how to read. So I made good use of that time. So I learned how to read, and I remember really getting into books with Nancy Drew, though. She was, like, one of my favorites. And also, like, the American Girl series was great. Did you ever read American Girl?
Not so much American Girl. I liked the Royal Diaries, which I think was, like, the same thing, just with, like, princesses and stuff.
But I really liked Nancy Drew, though, as a kid. I had a huge collection of Nancy Drew books. Are there any books that you feel like define your childhood?
There was this series called the Mandy series by Lois Gladys Leppard.
Okay. So I just watched a YouTube video of this girl, like, introducing herself to BookTube, and she talked about those Mandy books, and I was like, I have not seen those books in years. I totally forgot about them, forgot they existed, and she held it up. I was like, oh yeah, I remember those.
Oh man, those are great. No one ever knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do remember them. I don't remember reading a whole bunch of them, but I do remember, like, I recognize that cover. Yes, I'm with you. I know what you're talking about.
Yes. So I asked for Mandy books for, like, every birthday, every Christmas. And so I had the complete series.
That's awesome.
Of, like, 40, maybe more books.
That's awesome. I just added those to my holds list at the library because I was like, okay, I want to read them. After I watched that video, I was like, I want to go back into reading those. Do you enjoy reading series?
Yes.
Yeah. I can never really finish a series. I always struggle with series. I like read, the first one is always great, and then I'll read like the second one, it'd be like okay, and then I fall off after that. So I always have a really hard time with series. Is there a series that you're currently reading?
The Fred the Vampire Accountant that I mentioned before, and I'm also reading the Sword of Truth series by Terry Goodkind. Okay. I'm halfway through the fourth book, I think, and there's like so many of them, and they're all like this thick, like,
oh wow,
1,000 pages. They're so long, but they're my husband's favorite books, and he wanted me to give them a try. And it took me like 3/4 of the way through the first book to start to enjoy it. And now I'm in the series for the side characters. Like, the two main characters kind of irritate me, but all the side characters are really interesting. So I have to find out what happens to them.
1,000 pages is a lot to commit to.
Yes.
Oh, so for you to say that you read like what, 3/4 of, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Before you enjoyed it, I would have DNF'd that like so many, like 100 pages in, I'd be like, no, I'm done. I can't.
It was a bit of a struggle.
Ironically, I said I don't like series, but there was one book that I just finished reading called Bitter Falls. It's a series, it's a thriller series where the woman is living her life with her family and finds out that her husband is a serial killer because, like, I think the cops like come up to her house or something, and he had killed somebody, and she's like, I didn't know that, and then like this whole thing pursues. He's like starts chasing her and all that kind of crazy stuff happens. So anyways, I just finished reading the fourth book in that series. That's like the one series that I can actually do.
Sounds exciting.
Not up your street though. What is a fictional place that you would love to live in?
I love Narnia.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
That would be a very good one. I think I would live in the town that the Little Women live in, or Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a series that I recently read too, I guess. I guess I do read series. It's just very hard for me to commit to them. But I did recently read Little House on the Prairie and loved it. It was great. Let's see. What is a book that you're anticipating coming out?
This was a hard one for me because I'm so bad about keeping up with books and like what's coming out.
Yeah.
But I thought of two. One is Talking Back to Purity Culture by Rachel Welcher.
Okay.
I follow her on Twitter and she's just a gem of a human being. And yeah, so she wrote a book discussing purity culture and kind of its failures and successes and how to talk about purity moving forward. So I'm excited for that. And another book I'm excited for is Unveiling Mercy, 365 Daily Devotions Based on Insights from Old Testament Hebrew by Chad Bird. So I super love languages and studying the Bible. And so, yeah, I'm really excited for that one.
I have a hard time learning languages. We had to take like Spanish in high school. I was not good at it. I did what I had to do to pass the class, and that was it. Because I struggled hard. So do you know Hebrew?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I wish.
Okay.
I've like started learning the alphabet, and that is as far as I have gotten so far. It is difficult learning an alphabet that is completely different symbols.
It's difficult learning a new language, so... You know any more than English, then you're doing great. You're doing way better than me. I can like kind of understand Spanish from my high school and college. I can kind of understand people saying it, but I can't speak it. No. It's way over my head. One that I am excited, a book that I'm excited that's, I think it's already out now, but it's one that I was anticipating and I haven't read it yet. It was the prequel to The Hunger Games. That one, I think it just came out recently, but I haven't read that one. I'm anticipating it. What book had the most impact on you?
Well, again, Chronicles of Narnia. I could go on and on. Like, I think my first one that just like super impacted me for like my relationship with God was The Horse and His Boy. And just the cats and lions representing Aslan all throughout the book, and like even in the fear and the worry and the hard times, like Aslan is always there. And sometimes allows bad things to happen, but it's for your own good ultimately as well.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
I think The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is my favorite out of the series. And I think that might just be because that's the first one I ever read. But it is my favorite. I think it's great. And I love the movies, too.
Yes.
Which book had the most impact on me? I have to look at my favorites list. That's it. How to Walk Away by Catherine Center. It is about this woman who gets paralyzed. She gets in a plane crash and she gets paralyzed from the waist down, so she's having to learn how to like rewalk again and that sort of thing. And there's like relationship issues. It's a romance, but that might be one that you may like. Another recommendation for you. But it was really good because it had me like just like wanting to know what happens next. Like I couldn't put it down. I think it was one that I maybe read in like a day or two, so it was like just that good and had me so emotional. But that one was probably the one that had the most impact on me. So anyways, let's see. So normally we do our pick of the weeks, which is like anything that stood out to you for the week, but I'm going to change it up a little bit and ask you, what was your favorite book this year?
Okay, so I mentioned The Loneliest Girl in the Universe already, so I will go to my other favorite of the year, which was Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
I had not read Neil Gaiman before, I think like the end of last year, I read a short story collection of his. And then, yeah, I got Neverwhere this year. And oh man, it was so good.
I haven't read that one.
Okay, another fantasy you might enjoy.
Okay. Definitely,
like, it's so good. It's so good. On Audible, there is a BBC audio drama version of it.
Okay.
With like James McAvoy.
Oh, I love him.
And yeah. And I think like Natalie Dormer and like just, yeah, a bunch of other people. And it was really good. So I recommend listening to that and also just reading the book because it's so good.
Yeah. Well, you had via James McAvoy. So he was Mr. Tumnus, right?
In yes.
The Narnia. Yeah, I like him. Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Penelope with him?
No.
And Christina Ricci, I think is her name, where she has like the pig nose.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, it's
heard
really
it,
good. But... yes, he's in it and he's great. I love him. my favorite book of this year was Little Women, which I already said, but I've read it twice now. And I love the audiobook too, so it was just, that's my favorite. And I actually want to reread it in November or December, one of the two. Whenever it's like warm, or not warm, the opposite of warm. Whenever it's cold outside and snowy, I feel like that's like the perfect book to read whenever it's cold outside. So it's like Christmas time. It always reminds me of Christmas time. Have you seen the movie for Little Women?
I haven't yet. Oh man, I miss seeing it in theaters. And now, like, it's on streaming, and I just haven't been able to watch it yet.
Yeah. What about the 1994 version?
I have not seen any.
No?
No.
Well, I recommend the 1994 version first, and then watch the new one with Winona Ryder, I think is her name. Yes. Watch that one first, because that one's more like closer to the book. The new one kind of tells the story out of order, and so it's okay. A little bit confusing unless you're like very familiar with the story. Okay, well, that just about wraps up this episode. Let our audience know, where can they find you on your social medias?
Yes, you can find me at my website, thehootandhowl.com. You can find me on Twitter at thehootandhowl and Instagram at hootandhowltales, T-A-L-E-S.
Awesome. And for us, you can find us on Facebook at Mountain Nerds Podcast, Instagram at Mountain Nerds Pod, Twitter at Nerds Mountain, and you can find us streaming on Twitch. We just recently started streaming at Mountain Nerds Pod. We're having fun playing a lot of video games over there. But thank you so much for joining me for this episode. This was fun. Great. I have a lot of recommendations of things I need to be adding to my ever-growing TBR list on Goodreads. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me. And we will see you guys or talk to you guys in the next podcast episode. Bye, y'all.